Time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning. Are you listening only, or do you have a question?
I do have a question. It's in Amarillo, Texas.
How can I help you this morning?
Yeah. Well, I was wanting some information, if you could tell me a little bit about interstitial acidosis, specifically interstitial cystitis.
Yes. Oh, that's a painful condition in the urinary tract. It's like an on and off infections, on and off, and it can cause a lot of burning with urination. It also causes a lot of bladder pain, just pain in the lower abdominal region in the bladder. And it's one of those conditions that's in traditional medicine, it's very difficult to get rid of. So you've been diagnosed with that and suffering?
Well, just through my own research, just through my own research.
Done a test to make sure you actually, but you're showing a lot of the symptoms.
I'm just thinking a lot of acidosis in the entire body.
Right. Now, of course, there's a lot of blood tests that you can take, that'll tell you how acidic you are, and you can get what's called a CBC with a differential. That'll tell you if there's any kind of active infections or not. But interstitial cystitis is it's a painful condition of the urinary tract. And so one of the things that we do, there's a product by Nature Sunshine called Urinary Maintenance. And what that's for is to keep the entire urinary tract healthy. It supports nutritionally. It has all of the unique nutrients for the bladder, the kidneys, the ureters, the urethra, for everything. So that would be one of the things that I would take. There's also, because of it being slightly like an infection, there's a formula that's been used for, 50, 70 years. And it's actually been used around, the two herbs have been around for hundreds of years and have used for infection, and that's echinacea and golden seal. Echinacea works like a general antibiotic, and the herb golden seal has an affinity directly with the urinary tract, bladder, kidney, the whole urinary tract. So I would take that. And you can do one bottle at a high dose, like three times a day. That'll last 10 days. That would be like a course of antibiotics. There's another reason some women get interstitial cystitis quite often. That's because there might be what's called a tilt in the pelvis. There's what's called the psoas muscles that connect from the diaphragm, and it runs along the spine, comes over the hip and down attached to the hip bone, and it's the muscle that allows you to pick up your leg and walk. But sometimes that spasms one side or both sides, and it often comes when you were a little kid, as an example, and let's say you fell down real hard on your butt, you smashed your tailbone up underneath. It should the tailbone, coccyx bone, should have a gentle curve to it, but oftentimes when you fall, let's say you were roller skating, forgot to go down the steps, and you trip and fall on your butt. So anyway, it pushes that bone up underneath. So one of the things that I might suggest is finding a good chiropractor that can readjust your pelvis so it's not tilted, because oftentimes when you urinate, you'll do as much as you can and you feel like you got it all, and then when you stand up, because there's a slight tilt in the pelvis and a fold in the bladder, then all of a sudden you have to go again, and so it could take that out. The other thing would be to eat a lot of asparagus and parsley. And then there's a whole group of vegetables that you can eat. Let me see if I can pull those up. The allium vegetables, yeah. There's six allium vegetables, and they have very strong health benefits. But it's the vegetable family that includes onions and garlic and chives and shallots and these kinds of things. They're very high in sulfur. And so whether it's onions or garlic, they have an organo sulfur compound that are very strong antioxidants, antibacterial, antiviral. And these compounds can also help blood clots, but cystitis usually doesn't have blood clots. But these vegetables, which are, you know, they give a lot of flavor to almost everything. You know, who doesn't like garlic, or who doesn't like onions in their salads? And I actually created a recipe, and I know we have it posted somewhere, the garlic onion recipe that I put together. It's a great recipe, and it has 60 cloves of garlic in it. Wow. And it's but it does not taste garlicky. It's garlic and onions and mushrooms, and I put that recipe together. But it's one of those things that'll just knock out any kind of cold or flu or anything like that. So, but the most popular of these sulfur-bearing vegetables are chives. And chives are, you know, like a variety of an onion with the long green and the small little onion at the tip. And you cut the little roots off the bottom of the tip, and maybe the other end, just about an inch of the green, so that was all wilted. And then the rest of that can be cut up and chopped fine and put into your salads. And they're really actually quite healthy. So chives. And then I can just see, just before we go to the rest of them, and by the way, Vince answered that question. I saw online someone had a question about insects and mosquitoes. And I don't think beer is the reason that they're getting, but mosquitoes do come because of the smell and the CO2. One of the things you can take is a big high complex B vitamins, or you eat these allium vegetables that I'm talking about, chives and garlics and leeks and onions, because they'll put out a smell that the mosquitoes don't like. But Vince answered the question, and lavender oil is a great oil for insect bites, and it soothes the itch right away. So another thing that's very good is apple cider vinegar, that you can just dab a cotton ball, and I would even use both. I'd put the cotton ball of vinegar on, and that acid really stops the infection of a mosquito bite. I'd let that dry. It dries very quickly, and then I would put the lavender oil on top of it, and one, it'll take the vinegar smell away. So anyway, thank you, Vince. He follows that and answers the question. Again, expert on essential oils. Let's go ahead and take our break, and when we come back, I'll finish that on the organic sulfur type vegetables. And sulfur is just one of the most important nutrients you can take for the immune system. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Also, check out Prime Longevity. If you're working out as a sports person, And you want to have that edge. And not just if you're working out. If you're a student and you want that edge with your brain and thinking and being able to process quickly information, you need to take certain nutrients at high enough doses. And those nutrients are like coenzyme Q10 or resveratrol, which is the stuff you find out from wine and grape skins and grape seeds, and alpha-lipoic acid. And then, of course, I've added pomegranate extract at a very strong concentration, turmeric extract, cinnamon extract. There's just things in there that you can't get. A form of boron that's for bone building, and it's called calcium fructoborate, and it's made from berries. And the boron is critical. So all of those are really high grade. You just won't find anything out there. I want to cover this article. And when you hear this, and the article is that tens of millions of Americans are drinking radioactive tap water. Okay, now imagine radioactive chemicals making their way into the water supply, where 170 million Americans are drinking it regularly and becoming ill from it but have no idea. And it sounds like a great movie plot, doesn't it? Well, until you realize that it's actually happening right now. In fact, you could well be one of the many people unwittingly consuming this contaminated water. There was an analysis that was carried out by the Environmental Working Group from 2010 to 2015, and they revealed that over 170 million Americans are being exposed to drinking water that has enough radioactive contamination to raise the risk of cancer. In fact, the levels of radioactive compounds, such as radium, uranium, radon, exceed the federal legal limits for those set by the Environmental Protection Agency, which are, you know, these regulations are over 40 years old, and they really are believed to be way too low. And the most widespread radioactive contaminants were radium-226 and radium-228. So you can go to the Environmental Working Group tap water database, and it compiles the results of water quality testing for over 50,000 different utilities across the United States. And they found that more than 22,000 utilities in every state of the nation are using water with this radioactivity in it. And you could take a look at their interactive map, again, the environmentalworkinggroup.com, and then once you're there, you can navigate that. But they have an interactive map where you can enter your zip code and you can find out how safe your water is. And we found out here in El Paso, as an example, that the water does have high amounts of contamination. And it's especially bad for California, which is the state with the greatest number of residents impacted by radiation drinking water. About 64% of the entire population is to believe to be affected. So this is what's happening, and it's really quite... I don't know how do you say anything other than, you know, be careful of the water you drink. There's no question about it. Also, then there's a question of, like, there's a lot of survival people. And the other question is, what's the shelf life of bottled water? Even when things are quiet, you want to really make sure that you have a stockpile of water. You know, there could be any kind of thing, a storm, a tornado, you know, an earthquake, and you might be 4, 5, 6, 7 days without help. And so you want to make sure you have your water. And, you know, when you do that, you want to make sure that can your water be stored for long periods of time? And the answer to that question is yes, you can store water, and it can have a very long, indefinite shelf life if stored properly. So what do you have to do is, first of all, buy your plastic bottles that, be careful, I would store it in glass, because that plastic can break down and leach chemicals like BPA directly into the, that's bisphenol A, and it can be leached right into the water. So tips on storing your water is store it in glass bottles, and one of the things you can do is put about a half a teaspoon of 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide in even a quarter teaspoon in a gallon of water, and shake that up, and that'll keep it clean. But what you want to do is store your water in cool, dark places away from anywhere there's strong heat, or you keep it away from cleaning supplies, because it could pick up those odors and smells, and you don't want that. And you also want to keep them no exposure to sunlight. You want to have them in dark brown bottles, or you actually put a good a towel over the bottle so that it blocks the light coming into the bottles. So if you need to store the water outside, make sure you cover the bottles properly so that it's not exposed to the high temperatures and to the light from the sun. And of course, never store your water near a heat source or directly on the floor or on the ground. What you can do is put them on a pallet and store them on the pallet. And this way, by doing these things, you minimize the bacteria and the algae by storing the water in a dark room. So these are some of the things you can do, but you have to store your water. Or what you do is you get a Kangen water machine. And so that Kangen water machine is something that we recommend, and you'll find that that water is just high grade water that comes right from the tap, and it's electrified water. So you'll get that information, and you'll see what the difference is when it has to do with regular water or tap water. What a lot of people don't realize is what controls how well the water is absorbed, or when you take your nutrients and vitamins with water, it depends on the surface tension of water. So they're going to cover that at the water demo, and you'll see the differences in high surface tension and low surface tension, and what does that mean for when you take your vitamins and minerals. And a quick, easy reference guide that you can just kind of see it in your mind is, if you take a tea bag and you take your regular tap water, fill it in a clear glass, and put a tea bag into that cold tap water, and then watch and see, will you make tea out of that cold water tea bag? And you'll find that it just sits, that rarely will you make a tea. But let's say you use, instead of regular tap water, you put that same tea bag into a half a gallon of Kangen water, even a gallon of Kangen water, and you'll see that when you put that one tea bag in, it immediately starts diffusing, and the tea, and within a half an hour, 45 minutes, that entire gallon of water looks like that it's been brewed tea, even though it's cold. Now, you can't do that with regular water at all. It just doesn't do that.
So what is the best way to get water out of your body without using diuretics? Because the pills they're making them, I guess, are making them tired.
Oh, yeah. That's the diuretics are very common. Now, there's some natural diuretics that you can eat in food. And the two strongest natural diuretics is the spice parsley. And also, there's a spice called juniper berries. And you can get these little berries. Actually, John Christopher, you can get juniper berries in a capsule now, ground up. But that's more like taking a capsule of something. You don't use juniper berries like parsley. Asparagus is a natural diuretic, so when you take that, it'll really make a difference. And anything you do to keep your kidneys healthy. So vitamin C, of course, is necessary for the kidneys. And vitamin A, true vitamin A, that can help your thyroid and helps with infections. And then keeping your blood so it's not real thick. When you eat healthy, your blood doesn't get all coated with mucus and stick together. When I look at blood under a microscope, oftentimes it looks very thick and sticky, and you can see that directly under the microscope. So you just have to be careful. But the diuretics, eat a lot of asparagus. Asparagus, by the way, is one of the top foods in the world against cancer. So, and then parsley, and parsley, as an example, is an herb that's also a superfood natural diuretic. And then the greens, like beet greens and carrot greens, and most of your greens have diuretic properties to them. So you want to eat a lot of greens. And by the way, spinach greens, as an example, are rated very high against cancer. So that's going to really make a big difference in that.
Is there any tea that helps detox other than Yogi Detox Healthy Cleansing Formula?
But almost all of your detox teas, you know, again, when you drink a high-grade tea with almost any of the herbs in them, milk thistle is going to be one of the better teas that help to detox your liver. And your liver is one of the most important aspects of detoxing the entire body anyway. And so that's important. Keeping your bowels open so that you don't get constipated, that's kind of critical. Having high fiber, and making sure that you're pooping every day at least once or twice. Probiotics, whether you take it in a pill or in sauerkraut, probiotics are going to do a number of things. One is they're going to help prevent infection, but also they're going to help bind toxic material and get it out of the system. So again, one of the things that we take the most important for detoxing is diatomaceous earth. And that's a simple powder. You can mix it in juice. I mix it with pomegranate juice, and it's going to be one of your best detoxifiers known. And it doesn't change your metabolism, so that's one of those things that you can utilize very easy without changing your metabolism. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Everybody has now a smartphone. think of it, every single person in the world that has one can do major things with a smartphone. I mean, we know that terrorism uses all of the smartphone capabilities and the emails and all of that, but it's now a device that gives almost anybody in the world unbelievable capabilities. But I was reading an article, but Africa has the most cell phone. But cell phones can give a person abilities that just have never been heard of before. So there's one thing that came out this week that cell phones are doing and that most people do not know about. Most all cell phones have GPS tracking devices in them. And they also have devices that can monitor how you are in gravity. As an example, if you're bending over, if you're running, if you're walking, if you're spinning around.
Yeah, a gyroscope sensor.
So, and it has the GPS, so it can monitor you. Well, an article that just came out this week, a number of days ago, and it says that all major U.S. cell phone companies, that means all of them, are guilty of privacy violations. And they reveal that every cell phone company is tracking your whereabouts wherever you go on a daily basis. And they're selling that data, that information, to other companies. And so the question becomes, is your mobile phone carrier illegally selling your GPS location data to bounty hunters without your knowledge or consent, or to companies and advertising companies? Because that information is really worth quite a lot. A new report says it's a very strong possibility that all of the companies are actually monitoring your whereabouts and then surveilling you and then taking that information, selling that information. So they found it didn't matter whether it was AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint. You know, they're all guilty of violating the customer's privacy rights. Meaning, did you give permission for people to monitor you, where you're going, and what you're doing, and that information can be sold? Well, this is what's happening. So the question becomes, is it sacred anymore when it comes to your own personal privacy? And I read in the article that it can monitor your voice. Even when it's turned off, they could be listening to everything you say.
Yes.
And actually recording everything you say. Also, it's like I found out the same article talked about the cameras on the phone and on your smart TVs, that even when the TV is off or the camera is off, they can still actually film you, especially the TVs. They can film you in your own room. And how many people know that, you know, that they can film you in your own room watching TV? So how many people recognize or know that all of that privacy is disappearing? I guess, you know, it depends. People my age, you know, I'm going to say anybody over 50 for sure, always thought privacy was important. You know, the Constitution and free speech and privacy. But today, the young, they don't really seem to care as much on privacy issues, as long as they can text and do their phones and send out messages. They don't care if someone's listening or monitoring them. Now I've also been reading about facial recognition, that every camera everywhere, now we're seeing, like England, that's what started it. And so now the United States is getting to be like that. And so some of the states are enacting laws about facial recognition and saying you have to turn that off, because anybody walking down the street, there it is. And if all of a sudden some facial recognition picks up something, and they can go after you for whatever.
How could they tell what's going on from a picture? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But they can tell. They're getting very sophisticated, and they can really tell who you are.
Yeah, you know, I was even reading an article that said that the cameras that are the drones that fly in the sky, they don't even have to see your face. They can look down and see where your ear shapes are. And they can identify a person according to where, looking at the ears. So you can look at from up top down on somebody.
It's how you walk, everything. Yeah, they have the gait.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of that information, people don't realize is, it's private, but not anymore. So I'll throw out the question for all of those listening. For those of you listening, let me ask you, does the loss of privacy bother you? Or is it just something that we got to get used to now? That there's no choice. It's happening whether we like it or not. Get used to it.
And you know what, Doc? I heard that technology first came out when they were testing it in stadiums with blimps. And the people would go in the stadiums, and everyone was getting in a database. And then from up on top, they could point whatever and pinpoint the people. So that was the first testing that they did in stadiums.
So think of that. They can just take a picture and look at everybody in the stadium.
Yes, and then pinpoint each one out.
50,000 to 70,000 people.
Exactly.
In a full stadium like that. And so I throw out that question. Is this something that we need to be aware of? Is it something that's important, or is it nothing? So I'd ask that question. I just wonder if our audience and whoever's listening, do they think that's a important issue? Otherwise, this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There was a question that I saw colloidal silver in a two-year-old. A two-year-old can take that. Again, when it comes to colloidal silver, it all depends upon the brand. Because silver, when I look at it under my microscope, I have a very powerful microscope. What it does, we can take a drop of that clear liquid. That's what it looks like when you look at colloidal silver or micronutrient silver. And it's a clear liquid. But when you put it under a microscope at very high magnification, you will see the silver itself, the particles of silver in the water. Now, what you want to see is a very small particle, almost like a snow in the background. Very small particles moving around, and it almost should look like snow. You do not want to see large crystals or bunches of crystals with the silver. So what becomes important is the company. Now, we use a company of micronutrient silver, and that I've looked at under the microscope, and it looks very clean. There's no crystallization. They're very small spherical particles, and it looks like this thin mist of snow going through the particles. So that's what you want to take. And a child like that can easily take a teaspoon 1 to 3 times a day. It's a great natural antibiotic. Now, also when you take colloidal silver, you have to make sure that it's in distilled water or purified water, that it's not with any other compounds. Otherwise, you get compounds of silver instead of pure molecular clean silver. And it's the compounds of silver that can really throw off the body. and they can build up and get very difficult to be eliminated, and they'll kind of stay in the skin, and you'll have a tendency to turn this kind of grayish blue color. And actually, let me ask you guys, have you ever heard of the term blue bloods?
Yes.
You know, royalty. And you've heard of that. Most people have heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, where did that come from? Think of this. You know, during the 15, 16, 17, 1800s, when you were royal, let's say in England, what did you eat off of? What kind of plates were being used? Silver. And what kind of spoons and forks? That's where silverware, the word, came from. Okay, now what did a peasant eat with? Wooden bowl and usually a wooden spoon. Okay, well, when you eat foods that are always in silver, or wine, as an example, that's slightly acidic, and it's in your silver goblet, what would happen is over the years, the royalty would get microscopic amounts of silver constantly in their diet. And it would have a tendency to turn them this kind of bluish-gray color, and that's where the term blue bloods, they thought their blood was blue. And but it's actually this grayish. And as an example, in cameras and in film, they use silver. And what happens if you, by accident, as an example, if you take a bottle of colloidal silver and leave it out, so that the light can get on it, light reacts with silver and will turn it gray. So you want to be careful in storing that colloidal silver. But that same thing, the silver gets in your skin, it reacts with the light from the sun coming to your skin, and you can get that grayish color. Yes, but you know, get the good kind. Again, we recommend micronutrient silver. We know, I've tested them, and almost every brand I've tested, and most of the brands that I have found do not test well when you look under a microscope. So that's why I'm very picky on the brands that we choose.
Hello from your Pittsburgh patients. Would love to know your thoughts on raw grass-fed milk. Is it safe? Does it mess with hormones? Also, if we get signed up for doTERRA, can we get educated by phone?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Once you sign up in doTERRA, by the way, which is the essential oil company, doTERRA actually provides with a huge amount of education, videos and audios and classes that are on, and you can sign up and get your own website, and it's very inexpensive. And on that website, you can have all of these different, like I say, audio and visual trainings. So maybe Vince is online, and if he gives us a call, he'll probably know much more about that. But you can get lots of training information, how to use different oils and what they do and how to use them. But that education, there's no question about it. Classes and videos and audios.
Yeah. If you have the, if you sign up as an advocate, you get a ton of stuff, information, ways to make it easier to build your business, all different kinds of things. doTERRA provides so much for everybody. They make it really easy.
Right. And you get it wholesale. So... Mm-hmm. You know, there's some good things on both of that. But it does supply a lot of information.
Well, his question was, would love to know your thoughts on raw grass-fed milk.
Oh, yes,
safe,
the milk.
Does it mess with hormones?
Now, generally, raw grass-fed raw milk is not the same as drinking pasteurized homogenized milk. The problem is that when you drink raw milk, most of the time they still homogenize the milk. Okay, unless you're getting it direct from the farmer and the cow, where it's not been processed at all, you still get the milk that's been homogenized, which means they blast the molecular structure of the milk, the protein and the fat, they break those apart, and so that the cream cannot separate. That's why when I was a kid and we drank milk, the cream would rise to the top and you could separate that. Nowadays, you can't do that. But again, when it comes to milk products, I would go with the milk products and not the plain drinking milk. I like the hard cheeses. Those are much healthier, like Edam or Gouda or sharp cheddar or feta cheese. Those are going to be much healthier than drinking a plain glass of milk. Now, there's a controversy in the health movement. You'll get some doctors that just say no milk, no dairy under any circumstances. And then some of my mentors, like Bernard Jensen and John Christopher, they talked about that raw milk was definitely different. Now, if you're lactose intolerant or you don't do well with milk or you get that phlegm in the back of your throat, then be careful and don't drink the milk. But again, cheese, yogurt, cottage cheese, those are going to be different than milk, and you might do okay on that. I want to finish the article on organic sulfur compounds like the garlic, leeks, onions, scallions, shallots, all of these. I covered chives, and then there's garlic. And, of course, everybody's familiar with garlic because garlic can be used for all kinds of things. They make extracts of garlic, and you can even put a drop in an ear for earaches. You can take garlic itself was used, especially they would make a paste and rub it on the skin of leprosy patients. It also can deal with parasitic infections. And in modern cuisine, garlic is one of the most important seasonings for strong aroma and flavor. And it comes in the whole bulb form and cloves. You can even buy it in a paste or minced in a jar and or even ground into powder. Leeks are another one. They look like large scallions. They're just a lot bigger and thicker. And they have a green end just like chives and a white end at the other end just like it looks like a large chive. And then, of course, there's onions, all the different flavors, the different colors and sizes of onions. And then there's scallions, which I said leeks and scallions look very similar. And they're also called green onions. And they're the long green chive, scallion, and also scallions can also look like small onions. And they can grow up to 20 inches long, and they have the green and the white. And then shallots, and shallots look like small little baby onions, and they're gourmet onions. And so all of these are very, very healthy. They're full of B vitamins, vitamin C, folate. They have manganese, potassium, selenium. They're all these organic compounds are good for the immune system. They're good for your heart. They contain a lot of antioxidants. So they have anti-inflammatory properties. All of them are just very, very good. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And by the way, I wanted to just mention on detoxification. Again, your body is almost in a constant state of detoxification. You have five different ways of eliminating garbage from the body. You can poop it out, pee it out, sweat it out your skin, cough it out of your mouth, or blow it out of your nose. These are the ways that your body eliminates. And if it gets too toxic, then what will happen is your body will get a fever, which makes you sweat and often causes diarrhea so that you can get rid of things. So whether it's your brain, your kidneys, your liver, there's all kinds of detoxification processes that go along all the time. Now, if you're constantly being exposed to toxic material, like drinking a lot of alcohol or eating a lot of fried foods and inflammatory foods, packaged foods, if you're using a lot of tobacco, foreign substances like chemicals, or a lot of chemicals in your food, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, taking drugs or foods laden with heavy metals. And so all of these can impair or make the detoxification systems are overwhelmed. So you get this accumulation of metabolic waste, and that can trigger, as an example, a detoxification process where, in essence, you have like a cold or a flu, and your body goes into a major detoxification mode. But some of the easy ways of doing it is, let's say, once a week, what you would do is just eat raw food once a week. And that's almost like an elimination diet. You can do it for 3 days, just lots of raw fruits and vegetables. Take your vegetables, make sure you chop them fine, make them easier to digest. And then at the same time, you remove all of those garbage foods from your diet. And that's why they called it an elimination diet, because you're removing some of these toxic foods that your body really doesn't tolerate well. And you can do this kind of diet, raw food. There's some people that just do raw food constantly. And Herbert Shelton, one of the originators of the natural hygiene, which was raw food and juices. And that's another way to easily detoxify, is make sure you have a good juicer. And you take something like carrot, celery, parsley, maybe an apple to help with taste. And these will really kind of, you make a gallon of that, and you can drink that in one day almost instead of eating. And that really promotes an internal cleansing. There's also what's called intermittent fasting, where you're just drinking water for a period of time. As an example, you finish dinner at about, say, 7 o'clock, and then don't eat anything until, say, 11, 12 the next day. So that gives you more than 14 to 16 hours of fasting, and that gives your entire digestive tract a breather. So that's called interval eating or intermittent fasting. And again, limit your exposure to different toxins and contaminants, and then follow a full diet. There's also foods, very nutritious, that can help the body detoxify a little more, and that's foods like beets, all of the cruciferous vegetables like cauliflower, cabbages, Brussels sprouts, broccoli sprouts, of course, eating dark leafy greens, garlic, onions, ginger, rosemary, thyme, and turmeric. So all of these foods can really help you detoxify. Another thing to do for your detoxification is stay hydrated. Drink lots of water, at least half your body weight in ounces every day. And make sure you're eating high fiber in your diet. I like high grain. Maybe be careful of wheat. And unless you're eating sprouted grain, like sprouted wheat breads or gluten-free grains, but There's things like you can get a whole grain rye bread sourdough that's just a very nice, a good bread. Or you can, in the frozen food section, find sprouted grain breads. So then there's things like Boswellia, and which is the frankincense, and it has boswellic acid in it, and L-glutamine, milk thistle, CQ10. All of these are going to help the body detoxify. Of course, regular exercise and sweating, and that also, when you're exercising and sweating, you're doing deep breathing and episodic deep breathing, because that when you exhale, you get rid of all of the byproducts from the lungs, and spend make sure you get enough sleep. And then one of the best sources, external sources of detoxification, is using a far infrared sauna. And no question about it, but a far infrared sauna is one of the best ways to detoxify the body.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you for joining us. Listen, I saw two quick questions. One is, where do you get some good recipes for juicing? One of the things you can do is look up the author, Norman Walker. Norman Walker. That's even the press, the Walker juicer. It's a $2,000 press, and it's one of the best juicers on the market, but you don't have to buy that expensive unless it's your business. But Norman Walker has books on juicing. Also, John Christopher, Bernard Jensen, all of the ones that have come after that copied from these people. They were the originals for understanding juicing. Norman Walker, Bernard Jensen, and John Christopher. So, also Pavlo Arola, for those of you who remember, I studied with all of these people way back in the 70s and 60s. And so you can get great information on different juices from them. And also we have some information on our, and it's free at our store, Health Naturally, 7040 North Mesa. On our information wall, there's a whole section of juices, and I have it broken down by season, the different juices that you can take according to the season that you're in. So you can get information on that. Another question was, can you become too alkaline? Yes, you can, but it's very difficult. Usually when the body's too alkaline, that might mean that there's a urinary tract infection, something like that. But the body really keeps the alkalinity under control, like your blood. And when you talk about alkaline or acid, you have to be careful, because there's so many different tissues. And whether you're talking blood, lymph, cerebral spinal fluid, general tissue, you know, all of them are different. But the main thing is, when you're looking at blood, blood is between 7.35 and 7.45, and it won't change more than that. So, but you can become too alkaline. But if you're eating alkaline foods and drinking high-grade alkaline water, you're not going to become too alkaline because of that. You know, again, if you're eating fruits and vegetables and whole grains and seeds and nuts like walnuts and almonds and pecans, sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds, if you're eating all of those foods, you're going to maintain a very, very good balance. I think I answered that. Anyway, before I continue, I want to go into, and that's Tylenol. So there was a new study on Tylenol, the painkiller, that what's actually happening, it's affecting your ability to feel empathy for someone else. So if you've been feeling, you know, if you take a Tylenol, you know, daily for your headache or whatever, and all of a sudden you realize you've been very apathetic and you just don't feel the same, it's not just you, it might be the pain medication, because the research has shown that taking over-the-counter pain relievers like Tylenol can actually dull your ability to feel empathy for others' pain. So a stunning second study confirmed that the common drugs like Tylenol are indeed altering your brain and killing your ability to feel empathy for others. And the researchers dub acetaminophen, the generic name for Tylenol, as a social analgesic, meaning it's just making you socially dead. So acetaminophen has been on the market for decades. It's an over-the-counter drug. You don't need a prescription. You don't have to consult your doctor. It's also one of the major causes of liver failure. You can buy it anytime, anywhere you want. I don't even think you have to be 18 to buy it. You can just get it. And so they don't know how it is really working. Most of these drugs, they really don't know how it works. But the study is confirming that acetaminophen itself is killing empathy. And so the study highlighted the hazards of the over-the-counter painkillers. And they tested over 200 college students that participated. And what they found out was astonishing. Because across the board, people who'd been given acetaminophen displayed a significant reduction in their ability to empathize with others' pains. And so much so on some of them that they even suggested that the drug turned some people into like zombies. And so, you know, that's pretty radical. Here it is, a drug not just affecting pain, but it's affecting your ability to feel empathy to someone else. So, you know, that's something that I think people need to be aware of. And it's one of those things that most people never thought of, because it's just over the counter, it's available everywhere, and you don't have to even think about it. Are you listening only, or do you have a question?
Oh, I have a comment, doctor.
What's your first name?
Okay, Ben.
Okay, good. What's your comment?
Okay, I was reading the January-February edition of the retail edition of Life Extension. There was an article on benfotiamine, which is an extract of thiamine.
Mm-hmm.
It always improves kidney function where there's kidney failure. So I don't know if you know about benfotiamine.
Oh, yes. As an example, you'll find benfotiamine in Prime Longevity. It's the fat-soluble form of vitamin B1. It was developed in Japan, and it has a very strong ability to affect nerves and the sheath of nerves and to rehabilitate the nervous system. So I'm well aware of it. It's very hard to get. You'll find that it's not available in most supplements, and it's one of those ones that you rarely see ever. You'll see thiamine, but you won't see benfotiamine. And I have it in... Go ahead.
Life Extension has a supplement. Life Extension has a supplement with benfotiamine and I think folate together. But in any case, I thought that might help you. I hope it does. Yeah. I enjoy your program.
Oh, thank you. And I do take it. So I take my Prime Longevity, and it's got a very high dose of benfotiamine. And on some, there's been some research that if you go up to very high doses, like 500 milligrams to even 1,000 milligrams, that it can help reverse neuropathies, some of the neuropathy in your hands and feet, like diabetic neuropathy. So great comment. Thank you very much for bringing that up. So I want to thank everyone for joining us. And let me just go, the opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. So join us again next Saturday morning. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. Join us next week with another show.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.